Yo, so I got a text yesterday, a text message, and it said, "Can you teach me how to do a Zoom podcast recording like you used to do with Dane?"
Who the fuck would think we're like the prototype for how to run a Zoom podcast?
Well, fuck all of that. What do you mean used to?
We're back, baby.
I was appropriately offended. I didn't respond.
Wait. I don't remember the name of this, but what's the name of this podcast again?
Gentlemen, happy new year. Welcome back to the greatest podcast on the planet.
G-E-E-P-A-P-I.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Dan.
I mean, it's been a long time since we've done this. It's been 6 months and 3 days. How you been?
I've been good. I've been real good. And I know the world hasn't been as good, but personally, selfishly, like, I've been great. How about yourself?
I've been all right. I've definitely felt more personal growth and self-actualization than any other year ever.
That's tremendous. You know what? I need some more growth right now. I'm a little rusty. J-Lo or Beyonce?
Damn.
Answer.
Jennifer Lopez.
Khabib or John Jones?
John Jones.
John Jones or GSP?
John Jones.
John Jones or Anderson Silva?
John Jones.
John Jones or Daniel Cormier?
John Jones.
I know, I was just fucking with you on that one.
All day. Come on now.
LeBron or MJ?
LeBron.
LeBron or Kobe?
LeBron.
Kobe or Shaq?
Kobe. Because of work ethic.
Yeah, I think he was a more talented player.
More talented player?
Yeah, I think he was a more talented player.
Kobe or Shaq?
Yeah, absolutely more talented than Shaq.
See, now.
Talented. Shaq is huge. Not talented? That I'm holding that against him.
Talented. I would say Shaq is more talented. I would say definitely say Shaq is more talented. I would say Kobe's work ethic is what sets him apart.
Shaq can't hit a fucking free throw.
Because of work ethic. If he worked at it, he could hit those free throws.
But he didn't.
Because he didn't give a fuck. Because he didn't have to.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. All right. Miami or New Orleans?
Miami.
New Orleans or D.C.?
New Orleans.
Interesting.
What do you mean?
All right.
I'm picking New Orleans over anything except for Miami.
Okay. If you had to go for a week, Canada or Mexico?
Canada.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Canada. Only because of things I've heard.
Yeah, I want to go to Canada.
Yeah, I heard Canada is amazing. You said you want to go to Canada?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You said we should go to Canada. That's what you said, we should go to Canada?
It's not even that far away. Would they let us in right now?
No. Because we're Americans. No one wants us right now.
Football or basketball?
Basketball.
Football or hockey?
Hockey.
Football or baseball?
Damn. Football.
Football or tennis?
Tennis. Love tennis.
All right, that's all I got right now.
Since this is our first episode of 2021, we should probably do like a little recap of 2020 since it was such a momentous year.
COVID was the running theme. The election season was the running theme. Black Lives Matter protest was a running theme. There was a lot that dragged on. Definitely. That overshadowed singular events. Listen, I'm sick of talking about 2020. Everybody's talking about how shitty 2020 was.
So let's talk about 2021.
Exactly. How are you going to change the world in 2021? Or how are you going to change your world in 2021? That's more realistic. Do it.
How am I going to change my world in 2021?
Stop right there. I'll start.
Okay.
I have become more spiritual. I've been listening to Buddhist podcasts. I feel like that speaks to me more than organized religion. I'm coming into 2021 in the best shape I've been since I was probably 17.
Prepubescent. Check you out.
Yeah. That guy could not have grown this goatee.
That guy couldn't grow that goatee when he was 25.
I'm coming into this year in good shape, going to continue that. I go through phases where I eat really well. I'm going to do my best with that. My expectations are tempered for sure. I'm going to let things come and go. I'm going to try and spend more time out in nature. I'm going to get my son to take more chances.
Wait.
And I mean...
You said your son to take more chances?
Yeah, that's one of my biggest goals. He's going to learn to ride a bike without training wheels. He's 5.
Okay.
He's going to go in the ocean. He likes boogie boarding and stuff like that, but he's got fear. I'm a detach him from fear.
Okay, because he takes all the chances on TikTok.
Danny the Ranger Dancer, for those listening at home.
It'll be an episode description.
He's like really funny. He's got a really sharp sense of humor.
I was telling some friends about when you were at Sakura and how he said he wanted to get a job there.
You know? My God. And yeah. Then he like and he pulls his eyes like he's yeah. Like, yeah, but I need to look like this. Like the kids of mixed race already. My wife is Mexican. And he goes, I need to look like this, and pulls his eyes out in like a slanty fashion. Bless him in his innocence. But like, oh, my God. We were like, oh, shit.
He's just being observant. That's it.
Yeah. Like, I don't even think he realizes like he acknowledges like he's like, oh, you're white and like mama's tan. You know what I mean? Like, but it has not. There's zero context to anything, and it's great, but we'll see what happens. The world's a crazy place. All right, I've rambled on enough.
He knows brown people though, right? What brown people does he know?
He goes and tilts his head down, looks at you, and he goes, Daryl. So how is my son's only brown skin friend going to change his world in 2021?
How am I going to change my world in 2020? I'm going to stay away from dairy. All right, that's how I'm going to change my world in 2021.
Wait, did you say you're going to stay away from your brother?
No, I said dairy. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to stay away from Darren. I was like, nah. What?
No, I can't stay away from Darren. Come on now.
Yeah, Darren's the man. He's got a great family.
Yeah. All 14 of his kids.
Wait a minute. So you're going to stay away from dairy. Did you splurge in 2020 then?
What, with dairy? No. I found out in 2020 that I was lactose intolerant. That's what I thought.
You already knew that.
Yeah. I mean, I suspected it, but see, I turned 35 in 2021 and I went to New York. I went to a comedy club and tried a little too hard to be part of the act.
Yeah, that's funny as shit.
I went to Artichoke Pizza and had an artichoke pizza, which has a lot of Alfredo sauce in it. And, I want to say that night I found out I was lactose intolerant. You know,
that's crazy. I think
I was fighting back shits.
Why fight them back, man?
Why fight? Because I'm laying in bed.
You get up and go to the bathroom. That's why, like, the Lord invented plumbing.
It's kind of hard to get back in bed after having the shits, though. I mean, I'm usually an early shitter. It's usually like 6:30 in the morning. I get it out the way. I can shower, and then I'm good for the day.
I love taking a morning shit. If I don't shit before the shower, it sets me on a different path I don't like. Because that means I'm shitting at work. And I got no problem shitting at work. I shit at the Eagles Super Bowl parade in, like, a porta potty with no door. I got no problem with it.
Like no door attached or no door with a lock?
There was no door. It was an open face porta potty and I dumped off of Broad Street.
Oh, wow. God bless you.
Anything for the birds, but I'm pissed off at them right now, but I'll get into that later.
Damn, that's rough.
I think kid number one here is lactose intolerant too, although it's never really been pushed to the forefront. All right, so you're going to stay off of dairy, which is smart. What are the smart things are you going to do? Yeah. That can't be the only thing.
I mean, well, that's the thing that's at the number one of my list, you know, as far as my self-preservation, you know, because I'm...
Self-preservation, he says.
No one wants, diverticulitis? No one wants
diverticulitis.
That. Yeah.
You're competing with that. I'm against high blood sugar. So I'm like, I'm staring diabetes right in the face.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got to stay away from sodium as well because I eat something that's a little salty. I get a fucking headache now, which is ridiculous. Wait, why is this turning into like a geriatrics podcast? Like, that's definitely not what this is supposed to be.
Because the younger people need to know by the time you're 35, like,
you're 1 foot in the grave.
Yeah. Like, your metabolism is terrible. Like, you need to like realize how like dumb your daily routine is going to be and what you need to figure out to like prolong your days.
Shit gets pretty dire.
You know, like, dude, if I have like something crazy, I can't sleep. I mean like a beer.
Shit, you gotta wake up, do hip exercises. You gotta stretch every day.
Yeah, I suck. I'm terrible.
You're in great shape. You're in the best shape you've been since you were 17.
That's true, but that doesn't mean I was in great shape at 17.
Ah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
Set the bar low. Dude, I know Tom Brady, he broke Brett Favre's starts record last week. 299 games, 229 and 70. That's like almost 80% wins.
Damn.
Yeah.
He's trash, though.
Dude, he was tied for second in touchdowns and like fourth in yards.
He's trash.
I hate him. He's fucking 43. I hate his guts.
He's just healthy. That's all it is. He's trash, though. He's not that good. Is he that good?
I don't know, man.
He's not the best I've ever seen. That's the thing. He's not the best I've ever seen.
He's like not even in the top five best I've ever seen.
I mean, could you make an argument for 10?
Yeah. No, he's in the top 10. Just because he's so goddamn clutch.
That's what it is.
But like, he's not as good as Aaron Rodgers. Like, I don't think he's, like, if you're watching the game, like, I don't think he's as good as Elway. I don't think he's as good as Steve Young. I don't think he's as good as fucking Dan Marino. I don't think he's as good as Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's as good as Peyton Manning. I don't think he's as good as
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is pretty damn good.
No, he's not better than Pat Mahomes.
I don't want to say he's, like, not as good as, like, Lamar or, like, Randall.
Listen, when you get to the quarterbacks, all right.
I wasn't gonna say
you're splitting hairs, okay?
Dude, that's crazy. The guy like screams that out at the top of his lungs, and, like nobody. No, that's not the.
No one bats an eye.
Nobody fucking blinks.
Yeah, it's just like okay.
Everybody just sort of been like, yeah. Yeah. Like, oh my that's god.
That's fucked up. But you know what? If I was there, I would have agreed.
Yeah, because he sucked that game.
Yeah, I would have agreed.
Who? Wait, what quarterback was that?
Vic.
That was Vic. Okay. Because I've been to games with Vic. I've been to games with McNabb. I haven't been to Hurts games.
You know who would have been great if it was?
Vince Young.
That would have been great. There would have been no objections from anyone.
I hated Vince Young when he was at Texas and he beat USC in the 06 championship game.
You're trying to make me cry. Yeah, man, that shit was horrible.
That was supposed to be Reggie and Matt Leiner and Pete Carroll, like the coronation of the greatest team of all time. Reggie Bush, like, is one of the few athletes in my life that like stopped me in my shoes that I had to watch. I went out of my way to watch it.
Reggie Bush USC was some of the best times ever. It's second only to the Miami years, as far as I'm concerned.
I thought you meant the Miami Hurricanes for a minute.
What? Fuck the Hurricanes. The Miami years, man.
Today's my Aunt Kathy's birthday.
Holy shit.
And Kathy, I don't know if they remember.
Yeah, I met Kathy. Kathy and Clyde?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met Kathy. We went to Pennsylvania. We took my vehicle.
That's right. We went to their house. Yeah.
We went there. Yeah. Yeah. Did we take my vehicle?
Yeah.
No, you took my vehicle the first time by yourself. And then when we went up together, it was me, you, and Nichelle. And I think we took, what did we take? A van?
Did I have a van?
I think I didn't have a van.
I don't think I had the van at that time. I got that van in 2016. There's no way.
Were you driving my vehicle? Because I remember we had to pull over on the side of the road because I had to pee.
I remember.
So maybe it was my vehicle that we went up there with. Because I think Clay followed us back.
Why would he follow us back?
Because we were getting the dumbbells and bench.
Yeah, right. But why would he follow us back?
I don't know. I'm trying to piece it together. But do you remember this happening? Us going there?
I remember going there and getting like exercise equipment.
Like the three of us. You remember that? Yeah, but I can't remember later. Did Clay come back? Did he? I don't know. I don't. Maybe he did. Maybe he did. Maybe I'm thinking about Uncle Terry's brother.
PJ?
Yeah, PJ. That's probably what I'm thinking about. Because I've met PJ a bunch of times.
Yeah, PJ's a good dude. He lives in Summers Point.
Yeah. He had that big ass house that was like a maze. Yeah, right across from fucking what? Charlie's? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Uncle PJ. How is he?
He's good.
Yo, he's got to be like 200.
74.
Holy shit, not that old.
Nah, they got older sister, Eileen, 77.
She's the oldest?
Yeah, 77, 74, 73. 73? Mike.
How old is Terry?
64.
Oh, he's one. He's the young one.
Nah.
He's not the baby? Who's the baby?
Aaron. She's like 60. She's like 60. Aaron's 60. Pete passed away. He'd be 63. Terry's 64. Timmy's 66. Mike's 73. PJ's 74. And Eileen's 77. Seven kids.
It's a big gap.
Yeah. They did them in like two shifts.
Yeah. Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah. They got like the wartime kids. And then they got like the 50s kids.
Boomers.
Yeah, they got the 40s kids and the 50s kids.
Shit, that's like Darren and Val pretty much.
Yeah,
they had two, shit, that's like my grandparents pretty much. They had fucking litters. Like, let's have like five kids now. Let's have like six kids now. Let's have like the last five now. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, all those fucking kids. Like, you can tell. That's what happens when you don't have internet.
I want to spend like a month in California.
Wait, what?
I want to spend like a month there.
So, are you willing to abandon your family for a month? Because I don't have anybody to leave, so I'm definitely down.
I think the term abandonment is harsh. I would say you did. I would say I'm willing to take a sabbatical from.
A sabbatical, like...
Like, hey, I'm about to go get cigarettes. I'll be right back.
Not John Lennon Lost Weekend sabbatical.
No.
Okay. If you can run that by the warden, you let me know. I'm down. I can find some reasonable employment for a month in California. Where are we going in California? Are we going to LA? Are we going to Oakland? Are we going to San Francisco?
We got a month.
We should just move to Compton.
I don't know about that. I don't know about Compton. What is there to see in Compton?
Palm trees.
Yeah, chain link fences in front yards.
Tricycles with grown men riding them. That's what's in Compton.
Open fire hydrants.
Yeah, I didn't get that here in New Jersey.
We didn't.
Yeah. In my entire growing up, I never experienced an open fire hydrant.
No.
I feel fucking deprived.
I lived in New York for 3.5 years and I never saw one. No. I lived in Harlem for a year and I never saw one.
In Harlem. See, that's wild. That's wild.
Well, half the time it's freezing outside.
Oh, wait, because you were up there for school. Yeah, you didn't stay up there during the summers?
I did the last summer I was there. Okay. I was downtown, though. It was more like Hipster Central.
Now, where is Hipster Central in New York City?
Well, right now it's in Brooklyn. I would say
Williamsburg.
Williamsburg, it's spreading towards Bushwick, Bed-Stuy, as rental prices skyrocket.
Good old gentrification.
Oh, yeah. The whole city will be hipster before you know it. Corporate and hipster, that's about it.
Yeah, that's like the last time I was there. I was on the subway, and we kind of got lost. And we came up in Marcy. And when I came up, I looked to like my left, and I was like, yo, that's Marcy Projects. Yeah, and there were kids walking around with ice cream. And I was like, wait, this is not the Marcy that I know from Reasonable Doubt. I was like, wait, Marcy's actually really nice.
Yeah. No, Marcy's legit.
Yeah, I saw kids holding hands and skipping. I said, yo, things done changed.
Yeah, now you get dreadlocked, upper-middle-class white kids smoking a blunt out in the middle of the public square.
I think I was sharing that blunt with that white kid in public square last time I was there.
Well, now you don't have to go too far to share that blunt, because here in the great state of New Jersey,
weed is legal as of, well, it was voted on the last election, but
yeah,
is it? I mean, it still has to go through legislation and all that stuff.
No, it doesn't. But, wasn't it just like a flip of a switch on Friday? How does this work?
Yeah. All right. This is what it is. Like, I can twist up a joint. I can smoke it in front of the crib. I can't go into a dispensary and buy shit yet.
So the commerce still runs through the local hoodlum.
Yeah. 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 The black market is still alive and thriving.
Support small business.
Support entrepreneurship. Like, what else am I supposed to? Yeah, come on now. I give Cedar my money, not Walmart.
I used to give Cedar a lot of money.
Yeah?
Yeah. The one, what's that on the corner of Pennsylvania and Route 30?
You talking about here in the city?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit, Pennsylvania Route 30 next to the laundromat?
Yep.
Yo, that's a pretty, yeah, that Cedar?
All every day, almost.
Oh, shit. Damn.
When I first started working in the city again, I'd go there and get lunch every day. It was pretty rough.
Yeah, no shit. I've been there like once with Sean, and I'm there with Sean and it's rough. So that's telling me something.
Staff dropped 62 Wardell? Points last night.
Wardell? Wardell, yeah, he dropped that.
Wardell, yeah. Stephen Curry.
Wardell Jr. Yeah.
My God.
Wardell, yeah. Wardell, 62, 18 for 19 from the line.
It doesn't mean shit because his brother is killing it with the Sixers right now, who are unstoppable. I'm back in. After they got swept by the Celtics in the summer, I was pissed.
Yeah, so was I. So was I. As long as they don't do anything stupid, I'm in.
I'll tell you what. Who I'm out on right now? Fucking Eagles. Last night, they tanked on purpose to preserve three positions in the draft, compromise their integrity, and piss me off beyond belief.
So what should happen to the Seagulls?
What happened?
What should happen to the
Seagulls? They should fire their GM because he's garbage. Okay. Howie Roseman. He's picked, I think, I want to say one Pro Bowler in the draft in the last 10 years. He signs players to shitty contracts. Doug Peterson was a good coach 3 years ago. His play calling's questionable. The players don't play for him. They have expiring, aging players that need to go. And I'm not thrilled. And I did a mini rant on Facebook today. My only rant of the season.
You said mini?
That was kind of mini.
I had to press the more button. If I have to press the more button, that's not a mini rant anymore.
I'm sharing more of myself in 2021. I'm going to ask more questions. I'm going to show more gratitude. Because I think, you know what? And this is one of my problems. I think of really nice things to say and observations to give. And I never share that shit.
Yes, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Why are you friends with me?
I mean, I never said we were friends. I can bounce shit off of you for a podcast. That's pretty much all it is. That's the extent of it. Is that Angry Orchard?
Yeah, bro, I got a neon. It's actually pretty cool. But we haven't. You know what?
I know a guy who's like, yo, let's drink some beers. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I come over there with like a Sam Adams Oktoberfest. And I'm like, all right, what are you drinking? And he whips out a Angry Orchard.
Rosé. It's pretty good.
You said it's good.
Yo, the whole, like, there's, like, hard seltzers and stuff now. This is, like, a phenomenon. Like, White Claw and Truly, and it's crazy.
But none of them come with an insulin shot. So, I'm really not drinking any of them.
Oh, I can't even touch it.
Crazy. But, like, crazy. They're so sweet.
Yeah, I can't really drink anymore. But I do want to get back to Beer Fest, though. Year 11.
I mean, 2020 definitely put an end to the streak of Beer Fest. And
but we didn't miss it.
No, technically we didn't miss it. Technically we didn't. So are you trying to pick it back up in 2021?
I think I really want to go.
That's if it's open and people are vaccinated and
you know what they should do? Think about this. they rent out the whole space, but the event really only takes place on half of it.
Right.
Spread it out. Spread out the vendors. Spread it, you know, do something with, like, because that way they can, you can almost do like turnstiles, like with like ropes in a line. You can put those like sticky things on the floor, being like stand 6 feet apart. You know what I mean? It can happen. This can be done.
So you're trying to make Beer Fest pandemic prepared. You see what I just did there? That's alliteration.
All right. It is so alliteration. You're on your grammar matters, kids. But
Daryl Dowdy. So pandemic prepared. That's what we're going for. I don't know. You think that will work?
Yes. Yeah. I think it absolutely can work.
So do they have to take temperatures prior to people walking in?
Sure.
They would have to. They would have to.
Yeah, why not? They have like those infrared screens, like Hard Rock has one. You just walk past it and they just sit, somebody just sits there. All right, all right, all right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't even have to come up with you with the little gun.
Okay. All right. All right. So we do COVID 2021. Well, COVID. We do Beer Fest 2021 COVID style. All right.
I like it. I'm about to reach out to Mr. Henderson who runs it.
So we walk in there. Do we walk in with masks?
I think the expectation would be, yes, you have to wear masks. Mm. Except for when you're like drinking.
Damn.
That's okay.
But see, this is the thing.
That shit don't bother me.
Okay. You're 35, as I am, seasoned veterans. But there's a lot of young people that go to this place. I mean, you and I were young at one point, and I've thrown up at Beer Fest before. I mean, it'd be pretty awkward with a mask.
I've thrown up inside Beer Fest, outside Beer Fest, and at home after Beer Fest.
After?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever thrown up after Beer Fest.
Yeah. PJ was driving me in his car one time, and I like kicked the door open on the way, and or on the way back, and I was like, bleh. At least I puked outside.
Yeah, I've definitely thrown up in Beer Fest, like in the bathroom in Beer Fest. And then somebody walked in after me and was like, what the fuck? And I was like, yeah, the guy before me was an asshole. And he was just like, all right. And I was like,
You have like fucking like corn chunks like, in your beer.
I'm like wiping it off my chin and shit. But after Beer Fest, I've never thrown up after Beer Fest. Definitely during. Definitely.
Actually, that was like, the first 5 years we went, it was pretty much a given that I was going
to
puke.
I was just about to say, that was like my streak in the beginning was just how many years in a row did I puke? Just...
Well, the first 2 or 3 years, we got like ridiculous, like blackout, like somebody has to like rescue me like drunk.
Yeah, I would say like the last three have been fairly responsible.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't think I drank as much. And I also didn't pick out like rancid, crazy, like fruit beers. You know what I mean? That like rip me up, like pomegranate, this and blah, 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 that. Like, that's just going to just destroy my innards.
Yeah, because I think that I want to say the last year we went, we pretty much just stayed in the New Jersey section.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, which was cool. The year before that, I want to say, we didn't venture out too far.
I mean, in the beginning, we could hit every vendor.
I think that was the goal in the beginning.
Yeah, hell yeah. And then, like, it blew up, which is great. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I'd say, like, the last, like, year or two, I probably only got to, like, a third of them. There's, like,
definitely.
There's over 100.
Yeah, we definitely didn't venture out. We definitely weren't trying to be experimental at all. These last couple of years, it was pretty much just, you know what? These last couple of years, I would say it was more so for the experience and just being out, as opposed to before where it was like, yeah, we have a goal. Let's get fucked up and see what happens.
See what kind of shenanigans we can partake in. No, absolutely. And that's the reason I'd go back. Like, I can't drink. I physically can't drink anymore. So if I went, I'd drink a little bit, like dead ass. I'd probably have to take medication beforehand, but I would go just to like hear the music and see the shit. Like I bought a fucking kilt there like 5 years ago. Like I'm spending money on something now.
Definitely did. We're gonna put that on the as mentioned Instagram page. You and the
kilt. Yo, you know what the funny thing is? My brother got me that Guinness like jersey for like Christmas. I want to say like 11 years ago. I've worn it 10 times to Beer Fest every year. I've never put it on at any other day, and I've worn it to everyone we've been to.
Just Beer Fest. That's it.
And then it turned into like, and then I got the kilt. So I was like black and white jersey, black kilt. And then I started wearing like those like wool socks and like the roughed up boots. It was quite the look.
It was quite the look. Setting the world on fire. You wear that Guinness shirt. I got a Jameson shirt. We got to find somebody to wear a Bailey's shirt.
We could beat a car bomb.
Exactly.
I take offense to that. As somebody of Irish descent, I take offense to that.
What? Car bomb? No, you don't. Stop lying.
I know. Actually, Barb re-upped me for Ancestry.com as a Christmas gift. So I started today.
Wait. For a Christmas gift 2020?
Christmas 2020 started today. I have access to Ancestry.com records again. I've done a lot of like, that's another thing. Like, 2020 was like the best personal year I've had. Personal growth, financial success. It was a great year.
See, that's the thing. Like, there were so many things that were wrong with this year for on a global, you know.
Yeah, like, I feel like such a shit for saying that, but. Yeah.
Nah, because, and I had this conversation with someone else. I was like, yo, if it wasn't for the events of 2020, like, I got friends that are big into, like, the activist scene. And it's like, if it wasn't for 2020, if it wasn't for COVID, like, you would have been in a position for these things to have happened for you to reach personally your ascension, I guess I'm going to say, and I felt that same way for myself. Like, there's definitely a lot of things like 2020, we started this fucking podcast. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's something that I want to say, that if those things weren't in place, would we have started it? Would it have, you know, we have jumped in? I mean, definitely it's been 6 months and 4 days, but since the last episode, but 2020 has definitely afforded a lot of opportunities to get things done.
Sure. Like, you were afforded the opportunity to hit the streets yourself. Yeah. You went down to DC on my birthday, which was
August 28th.
Yeah. 2020. Yeah. August 28th, too, is a pivotal day historically in African-American history. I mean, in the 1830s, it's when the British Empire outlawed slavery in their territories. The day Emmett Till was murdered. Listen, when I say history, it's not all positive history, of course.
Just momentous. It's definitely
MLK's March on Washington, 1963. The I Have a Dream speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. It's the date that Barack Obama accepted the nomination from the Democratic Party in 2008. I mean, there's a lot going on.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, I'm proud that that's my birthday too. And then you partook in the latest march.
That day period was like kind of crazy because, all right, it's August 28th. I wake up on a regular basis, I wake up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, that day, I want to say I woke up at probably 7:30. You know, I get a text from my mom, and the text says that my Uncle Edsel had passed away. You know, Uncle Edsel, yeah, like, my mom is number 12 of 13 kids. And Uncle Edsel, I want to say, was like number 10. He was somebody that I grew up with. He was somebody that I saw frequently, somebody that I definitely vibed with. He was a Lakers fan. He was a Dolphins fan. And he's got to see a lot of the Lakers' late success.
Sure.
So that happens when I wake up. And then, all right, 9 o'clock, we're out. We're on the Washington Monument. We're watching Al Sharpton make a fool of himself. And we're a part of the march and everything. So that was cool. You know,
you got interviewed too, right? Didn't you get interviewed?
And I got interviewed in the pool.
In the reflecting pool.
Yeah, the dirty-ass reflecting pool. That was cool. My experience with the March on Washington, it was cool to see all the different groups from all over the country sharing their ideas and everything. But the part that was a little bit disheartening was there was clearly no leadership. Like,
yeah, you had mentioned that almost immediately after. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was like we went there and and you see this community's leaders, you see this community's leaders, all these different groups, and then our keynote speaker is Al Sharpton. It's like, nah, he's too old. He shouldn't be the guy.
Do you think he
about this shit?
Do you think he kind of hijacked the day?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah, because he recognized there's an absence of leadership with this younger generation. He definitely recognized that. And he definitely took advantage of it. Telling people to shush and all types of other wild shit. He was a trip. He was entertaining, but it wasn't the time to be entertaining. It was a dope experience. I'll never take it back. It wasn't as militant or as extremist as I anticipated. Because I'll be honest, I was going down there on some extremist shit, but
your bald head already told me.
Oh yes, bro, the bald head and the Sunni, but
Sunni.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. It wasn't as militant as I thought it was gonna be. It was very informative. It was very, very peaceful. So that was cool.
So you said not as bad as you thought it was going to be. So you thought like being militant would have been a bad angle then.
I didn't mean to say bad. It wasn't as militant.
Aggressive then.
Okay. There we go. Aggressive. Yeah. It wasn't as aggressive as I thought it was. Not nearly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But it was definitely an experience that I'll never trade. You know.
Oh, that's great. For me. I've worked in hospitality and tourism my entire professional career, really. So like the summers I can't escape. And you know what? I think in due time I'm gonna regret not going. I would have loved to have been there.
2021
is gonna be the best year of our lives.
If we're brave enough to go for it.
We are brave enough to go for it. I'm sitting here talking to you, aren't I? You be good. I'm Dan.
I'm Daryl.
You know what we didn't talk about in 2020? What did the election.
We became legal. Mitch McConnell was still the Senate majority. Oh, Donald Trump lost.
Peace be with you.
G Poppy. This is just episode 5.